Hey, it's Jeff Young, the Catholic Foodie at CatholicFoodie.com, and you can probably hear the bells in the background, or they just stopped, actually. I am at St. Peter Catholic Church in Covington, Louisiana. That is my parish. And I just got back from the retreat, the confirmation retreat I've been telling you all about for the last couple of days. And I'm walking in the rain. It's still raining. It's been raining all day. And I don't know if this microphone is beating up against my beard or what. I hope it's not too loud for you. Anyway, I am walking over to a place we call Aquistapace. It's the name of a family, the Aquistapace family, and they have an incredible beer selection. So I came to my office after the retreat, kind of had to take care of a few things, and now I'm going to go celebrate a successful retreat, a wonderful retreat, by imbibing a delicious beer. So I don't know yet what I'm going to choose. When I get there, I will try to record a little bit more. I only have 5 minutes to work with here on Audio Boo, so I'm going to wait. When I get there, I'll try to make a decision by talking to you. So give me a few minutes, and I will be right back. Of course, you won't notice the time lapse, but I will. Okay, well, I'm here at Aquistapace, and I am looking at the beers. We have one thing I think I'm going to try out is a Paulaner Oktoberfest Märzen. It's an amber. I know it's not October yet. We're still in the midst of September, September 12th. But I think I'm going to try this anyway. I'm getting ready, I guess, for Oktoberfest. Oh, I'm also seeing here that Spaten has a Munich Dunkel. Wow, I didn't realize that. That's got to be new, at least new here. Spaten is good. I love the Optimator, which is a really good beer. This one is, I'll have to look into it more. I can't look at it with all the stuff in my hands. But also, I'm going to pick up a Fuller's London Pride. I talked to Anne, who is known as Artie, on Twitter and also on Ustream, and I saw her the other day, and she was talking about London Pride. Matter of fact, she left some feedback for me that I will play on episode 37, and she was drinking a London Pride, Fuller's London Pride. So I want to check that out. I've never had it before, but we have it right here, so I'm going to pick one up, and I think that's what I'm going to get. These two beers to celebrate a wonderful retreat and just to chill out. It's been a long day, a very long day, and it's actually been a long time of preparation for the day. Now, we had lots to do to get ready for this retreat. So many blessings from this retreat. It's incredible, and I plan on sharing that or more about that on episode 37, which will be broadcasted via Ustream either tonight, the 12th, or tomorrow morning. Since I went to a vigil mass tonight, I can afford to do the show in the morning if my voice allows. I mean, I'm not, I have morning voice. You know what that's like? Rawr, 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 rawr. So I'll try to do that, but I'll try tonight. And if I can't do it, I'll just sacrifice and do it in the morning. I hope to see you there. Jeff Young, the Catholic Foodie, CatholicFoodie.com. Come over and check us out. Oh, and one last thing I forgot to mention. You know, tonight LSU is playing in Tiger Stadium. In Tiger Stadium. You know what that means? That means that there's some tailgating going on. I've been on retreat all day, so I haven't seen any TV footage of what's going on down there, but I can guarantee you, I guarantee that there is some tailgating going on. So despite the rain, right? Rain doesn't matter when it comes to tailgating. So anyway, want to throw that in there. I'll talk to you soon.